Today, actually, in some areas, home prices are falling. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. One of these posts covering finance and property news. Well, I get very tired of the high-level reporting of home prices because, as you know, I believe we have many discrete markets which are behaving quite differently across locations, states, and types of property. Averages mask. But in some areas, prices are indeed continuing to drop and to drop fast. For example, in my old stomping ground of Thirroul, median home values rose significantly from 2019, peaked in 2021 at over $2 million, that's double their 2019 levels, and then fell away to a new trough of $1.68 million in March 2023, before rising a little, but have since moved down to around $1.78 million. And units in the same area, by the way, are still descending, and are on average are just over $1 million. And similar patterns are showing up elsewhere. Now, last year, I did a number of anti-spruik shows where we did deep dives at a postcode level and looked at how vendors were cutting their asking prices to get a sale, thanks to Cookie Boy for providing the raw data. And actually, the AFR's now reported that house prices in popular coastal towns, such as Byron Bay, have slumped by as much as $614,000, as higher interest rates make it tougher for sellers to hold on to their holy home and for hopeful buyers to qualify for a loan. Home values in 27 coastal towns have plummeted by more than $200,000 from their pandemic highs 2 years ago, while 56 towns lost more than $100,000, according to CoreLogic analysis. Many of these areas recorded a spectacular run-up in values during the worst of the pandemic, arguably overshooting the mark of what could be considered fair value, said Tim Lawless, CoreLogic's research director. It was almost inevitable that these markets would see a drop in values, following in some cases more than a 50% rise through the pandemic. For buyers who were priced out of these markets during the upswing, the fact that values are now well below their record highs does create an opportunity to try again, but under market conditions that are arguably more skewed towards the buyer than the seller. Quite the turnaround from the worst of COVID, when homes were selling rapidly and prices were surging. McGrath's Byron Bay principal agent Will Phillips said, "We've seen a noticeable surge in demand across Byron Bay from buyer inquiries about open inspections since January the 1st, so much so that I decided to come back a week early from my holidays," he said. The market has been pretty weak in the past year and a half because of the rapid increase in rates. They've spooked many buyers. And we've also seen some vendors selling up because they found it tough to afford the increased mortgage repayments, so they're putting their property in the market before they get into financial distress. So listings increased. Byron Bay home prices plunged by 24.1% since peaking 2 years ago, slashing $614,000 off the median to $1.94 million. Home values in nearby coastal towns also fell sharply from their peaks. Ocean Shores slumped by 25.2%, cutting $405,000 from the median price to $1.2 million, while Suffolk Park lost 23.7%, reducing the median by $580,000 to $1.88 million. And the next head tumbled by 23.2%, shaving $406,000 off the median to $1.35 million, while Brunswick Heads sank by 22.3%, taking $320,000 off the median price to $1.11 million. At their peaks, Byron Bay prices soared by 76.4% and Suffolk Park jumped by 84.7%, and values surged by 72.7% in Ocean Shores and rose by 64.7% in Brunswick Heads. And house prices in the Mornington Peninsula also posted large declines since the recent boom. Portsea plunged by 10.2%, or down $343,000. Sorrento tumbled by 12.6%, or $295,000, while Flinders and St Andrews Beach decreased by around $232,000 each. Despite the sharp declines, Portsea is still the most expensive coastal town in the country at over $3 million median dwelling value, followed by Flinders at $2.33 million and Sorrento at $2.05 million. At their peaks, Portsea prices rose by 65.3%, Sorrento increased by 69.8%, and Flinders lifted by 63.7%. Rob Curtin, the managing director of Sotheby's International Realty in Mornington Peninsula, said vendors had to slash their asking prices significantly to attract buyers. We're seeing sharp price adjustments continue to flow through because of a lot of properties that are sitting on the market for a long time. Unless vendors adjust their prices, they're not going to get any buyers, he said. And Mr. Curtin said listings had increased significantly compared to the previous year as the higher interest rates and costs of living have taken their toll on some vendors who decided to offload their properties before they were forced to sell. There will be a lot more stock coming into the market than normal in the coming weeks, so cashed up buyers should be able to negotiate a good deal, he said. And meanwhile, home values at Lawn on the Great Ocean Road, Sunrise Beach on the Sunshine Coast, North Avoca and Wamberal on the Central Coast have lost between $238,000 and $300,000 since their peak. But by contrast, the prices in some more affordable coastal towns in Queensland's Wide Bay region, such as Moore Park Beach, Elliot Heads and Burnett Heads, have surged to new peaks. Since the onset of COVID-19 in December last year, home values jumped by 82.5%, 81.9% and 78.4% respectively. And so the point again is to underscore this universal truth. You cannot talk about averages across the country or even across states. You need to go granular and look at individual locales to understand what's going on. And in some cases, sure, prices are rising from quite low levels in some cases, but others are definitely coming off their peaks. And given the fact that high interest rates will be with us for quite a lot longer than many expected, and I think we're going to see more stock coming on the market over the next few weeks, I expect prices to continue to slide in a number of these locations. Quite a different story, perhaps, from what many would expect. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.